Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 258, I believe. Yes, 258 of A Wild Podcast has appeared. I am one of your hosts, Christian Hoffer, and I am joined by Megan Peters and Mark Deschamps. Hello, everyone. Deschamps.
Hello, hello.
How's it going, guys?
I'm going to get that name, last name right one of these times. It's French, so I can't say it because it's a foreign word. Anyways, this is comicbook.com's official Pokemon podcast. We talk about all things Pokemon on this podcast. That includes the Pokemon TV show, the Pokemon game, the Pokemon stuff, and the Pokemon cards. That's right.
Hey,
if you're listening to that totally lost all meaning to you. But that pregnant pause was because I held up new Twilight Masquerade Pokemon cards that we will be opening in the second half of the show. That is right. Even though Jim has departed, the cards have been diverted over to my house. So we will continue the proud tradition of opening Pokemon cards here on this podcast and then just going into great length to describe them for you, the listeners, who don't get a chance to watch this live. Before we get started, we probably have some business to attend to. First and foremost, if this is your first time listening, thank you. If this is your most recent time listening, thank you. Also, side note, did you know that our 5-year anniversary was last week, Megan?
Oh my God. Oh God. Oh wow. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I saw that anniversary. Yeah, I saw that a couple days ago, just by like happenstance, and I was like, "Oh yeah, yes, it was like May of 2019 because that was in the pre-times."
Yeah, it was around there, preparing for the Detective Pikachu movie, which you know, one of these days they'll give me a sequel of the Netflix live action series that I can finally cover. But you know, until then, maybe. I'm not bitter.
Not at all. And maybe we'll get to go to
sequel so bad.
You know, it's funny because
honestly, man.
Fun fact that listeners might not know, Megan technically cameoed in that movie. If you listen during some of the
crowd. Yes, I did. Technically, I recorded audio for part of that movie.
If you can listen really closely, you can hear her voice.
Yeah. If you listen real hard, you can, they're at during the Detective Pikachu scene where they're having the underground fight with, all the Pokemon and all the, lovely drugs that they put these Pokemon in for the underground tournaments. They recorded the cheering and the audience cheers at the Pokemon World Championships in Nashville, which I was at. And I saddled up real close to where those microphones were that they were using to record. So somewhere in there, if you listen hard, and if you've listened to this podcast long enough to know the ins and outs of my voice, you might be able to pick it out.
Yeah. So on that note, so that was 5 years ago, and we're still around. So congratulations to us. If you want to keep us going around
for episodes later.
Yeah. If you want to keep us around for another 5 years, you should leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify.
I will say we don't have a lot. I have them pulled up because I was going to read some reviews, and we don't have a ton.
I'm always looking for like negative comments about me, like, who's this terrible guy replacing Jim? He's awful.
Oh, he's no. Like, we everyone in the comments, we stan Mark.
Aw, thanks.
Give us some questions. Leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen, iTunes, Spotify. Ask us questions. Let us know. We have obviously all of the deep thoughts on Pokemon. So
we do have many deep thoughts about Pokemon. And we always end things with a horrific Pokemon fact of the week. This week actually isn't too horrible unless you think about it really hard. So every episode we kind of split things up into three parts. We do a brief covering. Neither of those are words. We do some brief coverage of the week's worth of news. This week we are talking about some Pokemon Sleep and Pokemon Go stuff, I think. And what else are we talking about? I'm looking at the wrong one. Pokemon Go, Pokemon Sleep. So we are covering both of those. Some merch stuff and a spicy tease for later. We're talking about the Yakuza and what that has to do with Pokemon, besides the fact they all have Mr. Mime hands. And also, in the second half of the show, we do a deep dive. We'll be talking about the Pokemon cards that are currently sitting next to me. And then we end things with the Poke Fact of the Week. So, why don't we jump into the news, shall we? First and foremost, Mark, I believe it's time for an annual tradition, and that annual tradition is the Master Ball has returned to Pokemon Go. How can people get it?
The Master Ball is back, and it's going to be back next week, but you're going to have to put some work in because it's through Masterwork Research. We don't know exactly what it's going to entail, but it's Masterwork Research, so you're going to have to do a lot of catching and a lot of, completing a lot of tasks. I don't know who here has done any Masterwork Research, but I bought the shiny Jirachi Masterwork Research for $4.99. Had never completed it because it is a lot.
Is this limited time research? Do you only have like a certain amount of time to?
No, complete? Everybody's getting it, and it's unlimited.
Okay,
so you will be able to take your sweet time with it, which is really nice. Once you complete it, you will have that shiny Master Ball. So it starts on May 14th, so next Tuesday. And like I said, it'll be unlimited. So, whatever the tasks may be, you'll have time to do them.
Okay. Well, so we have that. And let's see, what else do we have? This is a little bit of an older story, but one that we didn't cover when it came out. We are getting a Pokemon Sleep Hotel in Japan. Yeah. So Megan, do you have the information on this, or do you want me to go and pull it?
I don't know really anything about this hotel other than there's going to be a Pokemon Sleep Hotel, and it has a massive, there's some rooms that have like a truly massive Snorlax in it. That, yes, honestly, so adorable.
So this is the Grand Hyatt over in Tokyo.
That's all I got.
So this is the Grand Hyatt over in Tokyo. They are changing one of their like premium suites, the chairman suite, and they basically, you know, that's one of the ones which comes with like multiple rooms, and so the main room is going to be done up like it's Green Grass Isle from the game, which is like the main island that you do in the game. So there will be a big Snorlax. There will actually be other sleeping Pokemon plushes that are scattered about the room that you can take home. You can't take home the Snorlax, but you can take home some of the other ones. Let's see, what else do we got? So that's the big one. And they've also have several like meals that are going to include several things pulled straight from the Pokemon Sleep. It's pulled straight from the Pokemon Sleep menu. So the Lucky Chant, Snoozy Tomato Salad, and Neroli's Flavor Tea, I believe, and the Craft Soda Pop. Several of those items are actually also from Pokemon Sleep. And so that's all included for a one-night stay that comes out to 275,000 yen. Which I think is like, I don't even want to know how much that is. But let's find out.
Whatever it is, it's cheaper right now than usual because of how the yen is translating. But as an update, the yen is making a comeback against US dollar. So
it is. It is. From when we discussed this last week? The value of the yen has increased by two ten thousandths of
better than nothing, honestly.
So 275,000 yen comes out to about $1,787 in US money right now. Now, in addition, if you can't dump that much money on one night stay, they also have a more reasonable period where there's like there are going to be 10 rooms that have a sleeping that have a Snorlax blanket on them and come with like a little basket of Pokemon Sleep goodies and access to a Pokemon Sleep breakfast menu. So there is that as well. So this is going just at the Grand Tokyo Hyatt, the Grand Hyatt Tokyo, excuse me. So you have to travel to Japan because of course, but who knows, maybe if this is a runaway success, they'll add it to all Hyatt hotels in the future.
I mean, we can dream, but like, don't get your hopes up. I'll just say, because if it does ever come to the US, it's only going to be like one Hyatt in Los Angeles or Seattle or New York City. It's still going to be in one of the major metropolitan hubs in the United States. Yep. So,
yeah,
you're better off trying to source yourself, you know, your own massive Snorlax beanbag plushie like I did. And then you can just have it at home. Easy. Problem solved.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So Pokemon Sleep. And also, we're getting a new summer line of Pokemon stuff. Megan, why don't you walk us through this one?
Yeah, so it is obviously that time of year. Things are getting hot. People are going to the beach. And Pokemon Center has dropped a new summer line of sweet collectibles, some new floats, which includes an incredibly cursed Ditto float. If you want to go to the official Pokemon Center website, you can see this. The reason I bring it up is not only because of the cursed Ditto plush. Float, because of course that thing is upsetting. They have a Sveal Beach Ball, which is honestly just chef's kiss perfection. But beyond that, they have a ton of Surfing Pikachu merch and like t-shirts, hats, things like that. My husband has already bought himself one of the Surfing Pikachu tank tops because not this week, but next week I will be hopefully visiting a beach, in which case my husband will be able to whip out that bad boy and, you know, make everybody jealous, if, you know, maybe just the kids if they recognize Pikachu. But that is the current collection. I ordered the Pokemon stuff. I did not get the Ditto because I withheld. But I did get one of the Pokemon beach towels that they released as this collection. Yeah. And my husband got the tank top, and it was here like basically the next day. So the Pokemon Center is still on its A game in terms of, you know, putting things out. I kind of regret now, like they have like a beach bag. They have a couple beach bags and like beach backpacks that you can bring. But they also have like a really cool Surfing Pikachu beach chair that you could like bring closer to the ocean. And I kind of wish I got that, but I don't visit the beach enough to justify the cost. Some of the pieces do run like $60 or so. Those are mostly for the large floats. And I don't know how many people listening have ever tried to use like those big inflatable like lay down floats in the ocean. Doesn't work very well.
Does not work.
So I skipped on that. But, you know, that is what we have, and it is super cute.
I love the Surfing Pikachu representation. Like, I'm a big Surfing Pikachu fan, so it's really cool to see like that amount of merch.
So one of the,
It's everywhere. And my favorite thing is the Surfing Pikachu towel is pink and yellow, which is like one of my favorite color combos, period. So I'm super excited. Did I spend too much on the towel? Yes, but that's okay.
It's worth it.
I also got if you look online, they have like a clear vinyl beach bag, which is Surfing Pikachu. Mm-hmm. I purchased that. And my husband did get like the green Surfing Pikachu tank top. Looking at what they have now, most of the stuff is still available. They have like a really cute Piplup float. They have like a summer picnic basket set. And of course, they still have a lot of their previous floats and, you know, beach balls that they had as in previous years. So they still have the Lapras float that you can get for the pool and a couple of other things. They have like some cute, you know, swimsuit cover-ups that feature Ditto. It's just a really cute way to bring, you know, some nice summer fun to Pokemon. I just really love that it's surfing Pikachu because we don't get enough of that representation. But fair warning, it is expensive. It's the Pokemon Center. Let's all just acknowledge that fact. But some of the pieces are definitely, definitely worth looking into. So
one of the other neat things about this is the illustrations that's part of this new line that feature surfing Pikachu and a few other characters. They were all designed by James Turner, who mm-hmm. is a former Pokemon designer that worked for Game Freak up until, I believe, about a year or two ago. And so he was the person, he designed multiple Pokemon, especially in Gen 8 and Gen 9. But he was the person who designed Phantump and Trevenant, Buzzswole, Guzzlord, Poipole. He did he was the person who came up with Sinistee and Poltergeist. He did, Tatsuguri, the Paldean Taros, Dundozo, and Gigantamax Pikachu. So he was responsible.
Really? I didn't know that about Gigantamax Pikachu. Man, give me Gigantamax surfing Pikachu.
Yeah, that would
give
be
me that cool combo. The crossover the world has been waiting for.
I'm a big fan of the Pikachu's Beach minigame from Pokemon Yellow. Like, I have racked up a very good score on that. And I will regularly go back to just playing that minigame. And I can't believe it's never been offered like anywhere else since. Mm-hmm.
What a missed opportunity.
That would be like a perfect like mobile game too. Like, wouldn't it?
I know. I mean, I'm going to keep saying that about Pokemon Puzzle League until the day that I die or they release it. One or the other. That's, hopefully that's the second option.
First, that's probably a weird one.
I hope it's option number two.
That's probably a weird one because Nintendo owns the rights to Puzzle League, like that specific game.
Yeah.
So that might be like a weird rights thing there. But I want a new Pokemon Puzzle League so bad.
Yes. We all want Pokemon Puzzle League.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to bring back Pokemon Puzzle League. Everyone wants to bring it back. We know. Can't go freaking week on this podcast without hearing that.
As long as I'm on this show, which I will be on this show forever, yes, I will always bring up Pokemon Puzzle League.
It will be a weekly mention. That's just all there is to it. Before we jump into the break, Megan, this is a bit of an older story, but one that only like got like an arrest happened recently for an older break-in involving a Yakuza lieutenant. But what was he stealing?
So we've had a sudden turn of events in the true crime world in Japan. I love few things more than reading just headlines from like NHK or Asahi. And so I did a double take not too long ago because I saw that a Yakuza leader, which for those listening who don't know, the Yakuza is, you know, was once a really formidable major force in organized crime and, you know, syndication of that. It has become, you know, their presence has become lessened, you know, in recent decades, but the Yakuza is still an organized crime, you know, organization that originates from Japan. I mean, you probably see them most famously in media now with like the Yakuza games. But a actual Yakuza lieutenant was just arrested in Japan in regards to a home theft and a break-in from 2020, like right after Christmas too. So insult to injury, for stealing like 30 Pokemon cards that were worth like a crap ton of money. I mean, they were worth like a good amount of money. So this happened in 2022, and you know, authorities in Tokyo, they had no really good leads on like who perpetrated this. Was it set up? Well, in the recent months, two perpetrators were arrested, which then led to a this Yakuza lieutenant being arrested. And so this Yakuza officer comes from the second largest family within the Yakuza. And so they are also searching for another perpetrator in relationship to this. One of the people that they have arrested already is said to have no relationship to the world of organized crime. But I mean, it just always kind of makes people do a double take when they're like, oh, Pokemon cards are like stolen. Oh, no, this is obviously happening way more frequently within the fandom, just because of how popular and lucrative Pokemon cards have become on the secondhand market. But then the fact that there was just the added twist of the Yakuza being involved was just, everyone just kind of did like a head tilt and was like, what? Did I read that right? So the case is still ongoing. The investigation, they're still trying to nail out all the information. No word yet on if those Pokemon cards were ever retrieved. They're probably long gone by now. That is, unless you have like acquired or stolen an incredibly rare card that there's only a couple of them out, that's easy to kind of trace things back to. If you're really trying to pull for cards that are only worth $100, $200 per pop, it's really hard to trace those down, you know, once they kind of get onto the secondhand market. So the Yakuza is coming for your Pokemon cards.
We got Pokemon card theft advice on this episode of the Pokemon podcast. I love that.
So
like how best.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that is
it's been happening
in the United States. Obviously during the pandemic, 2020, 2021, we saw a lot of craziness with people ambushing employees, putting trackers on stock tractor trailers and vehicles in the United States, so they knew when cards are going to drop, which is insane enough as it is. All of this stuff could be put into a really great movie of like an incredible Pokemon card heist. But I mean, in Japan, I mean, people have gone crazy. I mean, I believe it was last year or in late 2022 that in Japan, a man was arrested for tunneling underneath a game store in Japan, coming from the floor into the game store to steal cards.
That's Rocket plot.
That is a Team Rocket move. I mean, that is a Team Rocket move. And now they have graduated to organized crime. I mean, it's insane. I mean, as a very simple, comparison, it'd be like, the mafia trying to steal cars from his house in, Hoboken, like in the United States. Yeah, Yakuza, that happened.
Yeah. I can't even come up with a good segue away from that. So I think this is a good time to take our break. And when we come back, we are going to open up some Pokemon cards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the show. So it is a Pokemon TCG preview week. So let us jump in on some Pokemon card stuff. So the new is called Twilight Masquerade. It comes out beginning later this month. Obviously, Twilight Masquerade kind of refers to Ogerpon. She is the featured Pokemon of the set, along with Blood Moon Ursaluna. There's a Dragapult EX Sinichai. The Chai one. Took me a second there. So we're going to crack open some Pokemon cards. So the interesting thing about the set before we dive in is that the set is getting a near simultaneous release in Japan. So usually how these card sets work is Japan gets the cards, and then a few months later, we get the cards repackaged as part of a different set, because Pokemon over in Japan has a different cadence of releases. They get new card sets about every month, but they're much smaller sets. Also, the rarity distribution is very different over there. You're only guaranteed to get an uncommon. You're not guaranteed to get a rare like we are over here in the United States. Rares are actually rare. But the cards are cheaper, and there's smaller like booster packs and, you know, things like that. So there's a few differences there. All that being said, with this set, it is literally coming out like right now, and the previews for it, I believe, I don't know if they started last week or if they're starting up this week. So like, if you live by a local game store, there should be pre-release tournaments going on this weekend, which comes with build and battle box. So there's a pre-made deck in there, plus four booster packs that you can also use to kind of like increase your stuff. So I've opened up some cards, and we're going through and see if anything cool comes out. The big chase cards, hypothetically, I believe are like Carmine. I think Carmine's like the big one that we are going for. We're just going to open up a few of the big ones. So that's Swirlix. There's Tadbulb. As soon as my cat gets off my lap, I will scoot in closer. Applin. I believe Diplin and Hydrapple will also make their first appearance. Flabébé, Tatsugiri, speaking of him. There's Diplin. There is the Jamming Tower. That is a reverse holofoil Root Bonnet. There we go. Kind of in. That is Hisuian Arcanine. And
oh, that's a cool art card. I like
another Hisuian Arcanine. So I have both the foil.
I like
and
it so much. We got it twice.
Reverse foil. And then dark energy. So I get asked a lot when it comes to Pokemon cards, what is the best way of getting into Pokemon cards? I want to start collecting Pokemon cards. Where should I start? And the answer is however you want. It depends on what you're looking for. If you're just looking to open up packs, buy packs. If you are looking to like actually collect, I actually have like a coworker at my other job who's like a big card collector, and he's always asked me like, "What's the hot Pokemon card to get? What's the hot Pokemon card to get?" And he's a big like I'm going to buy something sealed and then hold on to it for like 5 or 10 years. And so I'm like, well, Evolving Skies is like the hot one of those right now. If you're looking to play the game, honestly, it is better to just go and buy, you know, find out what the current like meta decks are, like learn how to play the game first. Then after that, when you've figured out the game, go and figure out what like the current dominant meta decks are, pick one that suits your play style, and then just buy those cards individually. Like, most of them cost like $50.
What's great about the card game is it's really easy to learn. Like it's like, if I can do it, like I think anybody can kind of do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really simple card game. In fact, like sometimes frustratingly so. Starting off with the water energy there. Then we got ourselves. Get closer. Timber. And then we've got that as a Spinarak. It's like weird trying to figure out what the cards are.
Oh, that is such a fluffy little Growlithe.
It is. Then we've got, come on. Focus. There's a Poliwag. That's a cool looking Poliwag. That's a Darmanitan. That is a Leafeon. There we go. That is a Swanno. A Snorlax.
Oh, what a cute. What a cute Snorlax.
And I believe that's a Chimchar. That is a Chimchar. And oh,
ooh.
Shit, that is a Palafin AX full art.
Look at that.
It looks very, very noble in that picture.
Yeah.
So that's one of the big ones. Yeah, that's a pretty cool looking one. So one hit so far. Let's hop into the next one. Palafin is one of the cool cards. So this one is like the EX version of Palafin, like legitimately is like the can only come into play when you it only comes into play when you go and use it's like called a Palafin zero to hero ability. So you need to have like another Palafin with that ability, and you can switch it out with that. And then there's the Giga Impact, because, you know, usually Palafin looks like normal. So you need a actual to have a Palafin in play. And Giga Impact does like 250 points of damage, which is whopping. So IPOM, that's timely because we'll be talking about its evolution. Darumuka, Corpfish, that is Grookey. Sorry that they're a little fuzzy, guys. Glamora, Snorlax, Morpeko. Oh, he's such a happy little fellow. Oh, hello there. That's another big one. That is the Scoop Up Cyclone Ace card. So that is a big deal. Then we got Garaparig and Tinglu. So the other interesting thing about this set is that there are illustration rares for all three of the... So the Loyal Three and Ogrepan all appear in this. And Ogrepan actually has four different variants in the set. So the illustration rare for Ogrepan, just the normal Ogrepan, got turned into the special card for that comes in the Elite Trainer box and looks like this. It's gorgeous. She's happy. She's bright. She's happy. Her eyes shine and sparkle because of the holofoil effect. The illustration rares for the... Sorry, I just love Ogrepan, you guys. Did you know that?
This is before she goes John Wick.
No, that's after. That's why I love so much about her. Is she's fully capable of murdering, but doesn't let that trauma define her.
That's true.
You know, that's a really cool thing about Ogrepan. She's just a happy little girl who happened to have committed murders. You know?
A little girl who, you know...
Just a sweet, sweet, sweet leaf child. So that's here. So the illustration rares for the Loyal Three were all pulled out of it and speculated that they are going to show up in a future set. There's allegedly a special set coming out in August. And the special sets are the ones that you can't buy booster boxes for. You have to buy like the Elite Trainer box. Oh, look, it's a Glaceon. Ooh, Sandslash. That is what? Iron Present? Iron Bundle. I always get the name of that confused. And then we got more Pekko. Then we got Chandelure. I'm getting... That is... Okay, there. That is a correct amount. And they're speaking of one of the Loyal Three. That's Pheasantipity.
Cool card.
So allegedly the illustration rares for those will be popping up here in a different set. So as I open up cards, because it's hard to open up cards, get my camera to work, and talk all at the same time. What are some questions that you have about the set or anything like that? Go and help me out, co-host. It's a Spinarak. Growlithe.
Polygon. I don't know that I have any real questions about the set. I'm really liking some of the art, though.
Yeah,
there's some really nice designs in this one.
That is Lucian. And I just cannot get this thing to focus. Next time we open up cards, I'm going to get a second camera. See if I can pop that up with a second camera. There's normal Carmine. That's Heracross. Ninetales. And Chandelure. Okay. I got a couple more here. We'll just keep opening. I'm going to officially switch over to the gym version and just pull out the holofoil ones. So we've got ourselves reverse holo caretaker. There's Finizen, and oh, there's Okidogi. He
looks very evil in that card.
He's not a very nice Pokemon, though.
No, he's like, you know, I like him, like his design, I like a lot, but he's definitely like the crappy one of the bunch. probably shouldn't have said that on. No, I think that's not really a curse word.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that one can slide.
So we got ourselves a Rillaboom. Come on. Focus on the card, not me. Focus on the card. I had it for a second. There is you and Growlithe, and hello there. That is a Screamtail EX. That's so that is
great Screamtail.
That is 3 hits on the set. So I this is
see, yeah, sorry. Ahead. I want to see Screamtail in Smash Brothers. Like I feel like that would be such an that easy would be, like alt costume for Jigglypuff.
I do not disagree. Puccino, what's that? Frogadier. And I don't. Oh, Alakazam. So we're getting another Kadabra card in this one. You can actually see in Alakazam up there, there up over here. There is the Kadabra symbol, meaning that we are getting. They're catching up. You know, they have to make up for lost time since they weren't able to print a Kadabra card for 20 years. Let's see here.
Now, I was out of Pokemon cards for a little while. What was the workaround for that?
So a lot of the direct cards. So what they used to do was Abra would have an ability that allowed it to jump evolutions, and so you could evolve it. There's Ogerpon.
There you go.
There's the Teal Mask Ogerpon. So you could. So they did that. So like basically, it had like a rule set that said Abra can evolve without. Abra can evolve straight to Alakazam. They you know, and it would have that ability. Then they started just doing the EX cards and things like that. So like in V cards, so you would get, you know, you don't need to evolve some of those. So you would just get Alakazam and then like Mega Alakazam. Okay. We've got ourselves a Tadbulb. Oh, hello. There we go. Look at that gorgeous card.
I love that.
So this is part of a paired set with her train with the Growlithe trainer, the photographer. Man, that right out of the gate. That's a great one.
Wow.
So this is the first one of the booster pack. And Sinistra,
I think. Sinistra, is that how it is?
Yeah, I don't know. I probably should pay attention to that stuff, but
it's tough.
Let's see here. Okay, we've got ourselves a Spinarak, another Chimcho. Oh, hey, another hit. That is Iron Thor's EX. Wow, we're starting off hot. 2 hits in the first 2 cards. This means that the rear side of this thing, this set is going to be junk, based on the law of averages. And Perrin. Perrin is the name of the. So that Growlithe card, there's a matching, like a second half of it where Perrin's like looking down at the Growlithe and the Growlithe is looking up. Her.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got ourselves a Shinx, a Corpfish, and that's a Namorous. That's a Crawdunt. That is not Corpfish. Crawdunt is one of, so I've been doing, there's a Pokemon quiz that you can take. It's literally just called Pokemon Quiz. And it's like, can you name all the Pokemon? And you can start off with just name Pokemon and it'll pop up when you name them. And then you can also have like shadows. So like, you know, kind of like the Who's That Pokemon thing. With the shadows, I can name about 950 Pokemon species. One of the ones that I consistently have not been able to get is Corpfish.
Do they get you on the Jigglypuff scene from above?
No. It's a little bit kinder than that. Thank God. Oh man. So we've got that's a Tangrowth right there. That's a Sandygast. Another one that I keep mixing up, and another Teal Mask Ogerpon. Sweet, sweet Ogerpon. We love her so much. We would do anything for her, even kill.
You don't have to kill for Ogerpon. Ogerpon kills.
Ogerpon will kill, period.
Yeah, you don't got to worry about it. Ogerpon will take it to you.
She's like, I got this. Don't worry about it. You keep your hands clean. We've got a Luxio. That's another Finizen. And that's a walking wake there. That's a really cool. That's some cool looking art. So I actually opened up a Temporal Forces cards pack last weekend and got like Iron Crown, which is like the big one from that set, like the secret illustration rare from it. And I was like, well, that's a $60 card. Not going to get much better than that. Let's see what we got here. We've got Rifort. That's a Clefable. And another Ogerpon. That's the Teal Mask Ogerpon EX. That's a cool one. Yeah. So another hit there. Getting some good card luck here. We'll do like two more, I think. Two or three more. Jim would always push his luck because he wouldn't want to like end things on like a downer. But, you know, we can pace this out. They gave me lots of cards.
Truly, they did.
Thwacky, Vulpix, and that is Heatran. That's actually, let's see if I can get the art to focus on. That's some pretty like cool art. Yeah. Okay. Last card pack. Okie doke. We've got ourselves. And there's an Eevee. That's a goofy looking Eevee card. A Frogadier. And a Frostlass. Okay. Well, we will open up more cards, but, you know, see what we got. But we already got one of the coolest looking cards in the set. So, pretty good start, I would say. So, let's end things with our PokeFact of the week. So, we are talking about Ambipom today. Ambipom is, of course, the evolution of Ipom. One of my least favorite Pokemon, actually. Ambipom.
Not a fan.
Its hands are like too, like its tail hands are too round for my liking. But
I mean, I see that. I feel that.
Like they look like they're like swollen, and like swollen things like weird me out. But Ambipom, a light ring. Okay. Yes. Ambipom is a the big thing is Ambipom, they like to like link together tail hands to make rings, which they kind of, that's how they like show their bonds as a pack. And occasionally, apparently, humans get to join in. So if you're like Jane Goodall of the Pokemon universe, you too can like link tail hands with Ambipom. There's nothing really else like notable about Ambipom. Like they're like, yeah, we think Ipom needs evolution. So they designed it and they're like, come up with something interesting. And they're like, no, I don't think there we really need to. Let me tell you how boring Ambipom is. So in the Pokemon anime series, so Ash has an Ipom. Then Ash promptly, you know, trades Ipom because he's like, this Pokemon it just isn't doing it. I would rather have a Buizel. Like literally, I would rather have an otter that can't swim without the help of flotation devices. That Ipom then evolves into an Ambipom. Here's how Dawn's Ambipom gets written off out of the story. So Ambipom like does contests, and one day Dawn's Ambipom sees a ping pong player, and Ambipom's like, you know what, Dawn? I'm not going to help you out on these contest things anymore. I want to become a professional ping pong player. And she's and that's like literally, and like Dawn's Ambipom is like literally like peace out with like the tails. So like the hands are actually like back here and just like leaves with, and here's the worst part about it. The ping pong player's name is O. They don't even bother to give him a real name. It's just O, the letter.
Ambipom is one of several Pokemon from Diamond and Pearl that feels so phoned into me. Like it was just like, just throw in some evolutions to fill that up.
To fluff it up.
Yeah, just fluff out that Pokedex. And you know, I give Probopass a lot of crap, but Ambipom is not much better.
So, you know, here's the thing with those Gen 4 evolutions. So some of them look like, you know, like you look at Magmortar or Electivire and you're like, that did not come from a Magmar or an Electabuzz. These are totally separate. Like Magnezone is another one. It's like, what is this? And then I kind of go, it's like, I think it's because you see Pokemon like Probopass, which very much is an evolved Nosepass. And they're just like, oh, this thing sucks. This thing's ugly. We have to go in a totally different direction with the rest of these evolutions. Like, I couldn't believe, like, Ambipom is another one where it's just like, you know, like, why are the cool Pokemon, why are, like, the Pokemon that, like, need the evolutions and are cool Pokemon get, like, the cool-looking evolutions? Or get the, like, weirdo, like, have nothing to do with it. And the not-so-great Pokemon get, like, the ones which you can tell as part of the same evolutionary line. Drives me nuts every time. Well, that is my Pokemon rant of the week. I can't talk at all. That is my Pokemon rant of the week. So, thank you once again for listening. If you like this show, leave us a 5-star review on the various podcast settings. You can also see us live every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern on Twitch and Twitter/X. If you want to follow us during the week, you are looking at the three primary writers about all things Pokemon on Comic Book. So you can find me at Seahoffer CBus, Megan Peters is at Megan Peters CB, and Mark is at Mark DeChamp, which is why I keep getting his name wrong, because I just keep seeing his stinking Twitter name, and I'm just like, it's close enough, you know, it's phonetic. One of these days I will correct my, you know, blatant disrespect for Mark. But that week is not this week. I probably should figure out how to say your last name right. I mean to like ask every week and like, hey, let me make sure I've got your name right. And just bloop, bloop, and it's too late. And then I'm just going to start saying Mark and then pointing to you and give you,
and then I'll say it.
Yeah, and then I'll finish it off. Anyways, so leave us 5-star reviews, follow us on Twitter, do all the cool things. If you like this episode, be sure to let us know. We have a Discord. Yeah, Discord stuff. You can find the link to our Discord on our Pokemon Podcast Twitter account, and that is Pokemon Pod CB. So I think that is everything. So until next time, thanks for listening.